Hey, what's up everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about presence. I had a friend of mine, he had seen a presentation on posture, and it was this gal that did a TED Talk, and I apologize, can't remember her name at this moment, but just talking about presence and how if we show up with essentially power and certainty, and how we do that through our posture and how we carry ourselves, how that truly affects how people perceive us in real life. So, you know, in celebrations, one of the examples of Usain Bolt in the Olympics winning the 100 meter dash and coming across the finish line with his arms stretched out and high above his head and out the side of his body into this big position, this position of power and certainty and excitement, and how that truly drives his presence and his posture and shows to everyone around him that he's in this position of power and excitement. And how when people show up small or around people that are in positions of strong presence, with how they position their arms, whether it's crossed or behind their head, kind of lean back, or on their hips. Those are all kind of positions of power, and how oftentimes when people are around them or in a group, they will respond in positions of almost like submission or small positions where they kind of have their hands in, maybe slouched over a little bit, you know, by their sides or in their pockets. And just thinking about that concept, and when we're truly leading this legacy lifestyle and trying to be leaders and grow and expand, and how we need to have this power, this presence of power and certainty, and in how posturing ourselves and how we carry ourselves helps to kind of portray that. So in all areas of our life, you know, whether it's in our body, being balanced, or business, it's being cognizant of that, being conscious of it. So when we're dealing with our kids and we need to be in this position of power, you know, we might have our arms crossed or out, you know, outside of our bodies, and not, but you know, in times where they need care and love, we might be in a smaller presence or posture, but we're not in such a powerful stance. And just thinking about that, and think about some of the times in your life, and hopefully you're enjoying this music too. I got the kids in the car and they're listening to a little music right now in the background, so hopefully you can enjoy that as well. But just think about the times in your life, the positions in your life where, you know, sometimes we need to be in power, and sometimes probably in a lesser position. Maybe we're dealing with our wife in a delicate situation, or maybe a tough time, or even a time of loss, or someone that's in sickness, and where we shouldn't show as much of a powerful presence. And so if you think about that, being in power and certainty doesn't always mean that we're in this powerful posture. So sometimes we need to show up and show with that certainty and that power and that presence, and oftentimes we need to not. We need to scale it back a little bit depending on the situation, who we're with, who we're around. Doesn't mean that we're not showing up in power. We're just scaling back the posture and the presence. So something that I don't hear talked about very often, and it's not something that I necessarily think of, but subconsciously we do that. And you talk, the gal on the TED Talk talked about even how animals posture and have their presence and have, you know, looks and how they, you know, like gorillas and monkeys and were some of the examples where, you know, there was pictures of gorillas standing there with their arms crossed and in these positions of power, or the even the look on their face. So interesting topic, and I think it's something that we can truly relate to us in leading this legacy lifestyle, trying to truly live this warrior's way of having it all, and how we can show up differently, show up in power and certainty, because that is something that is picked up and that people feed off and drive off. And how being in a position of power doesn't necessarily mean that we are also in a power position in our presence physically. So some things to think about, chew on. I honor and appreciate and love you guys for being on this podcast just like every day. If you would like to continue to get a daily email with the link to the podcast, please text the word lifestyle to 38470. Again, 38470. Lifestyle, and we will make sure that you get that daily email so that you can continue to listen in and learn and grow and expand. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.